Well, I'm so cool. I'm ahead of the curve, and I'm a crazy cool trendsetter because, dude, I got to tell you, I've been washing my hands for years.
Right? I mean, again, washing your hands, good. Equals good.
Yeah.
But for all of those of us whose mother told us, hey, anytime you go out in public, come back and wash your hands before you touch anything. Of course, before you eat. If you get dirty, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Like, to me, this doesn't seem like new information, yet it's presented as a revelation on every social media platform. It's like, wow, wash your hands.
This is amazing. We're revolutionizing
the world.
But
anyway, no, it's good. If we're becoming more conscious of the need to wash our hands, praise the Lord and pass the soap.
What's your hand washing game? Where's your knowledge at? Can I quiz you?
Go ahead.
Okay. So here it is. This is true, false. You should scrub your hands for no less than 60 seconds.
No less than 60? I'll say that's false because I think it's 20 seconds or
it
more.
It is 20 seconds. 20 seconds is the minimum. You can go over, but 20 seconds is the minimum. Good job.
Thank you.
Warm or hot water is better than cold water for hand washing.
True.
False.
Really?
Cold, warm, or hot is fine as long as you're using soap.
Huh.
Yeah.
Come on. My Uncle Mark, said, I remember washing my hands when I was a kid. I had cold water, and he's like, put some hot water in there.
The soap and the friction that is what works. Yeah.
I'm edumacated there.
Soap and water is the best way to get rid of more germs.
As opposed to what? I'll say true.
True. It's better than hand sanitizers. Oh, okay. That's what it was getting at. Okay. Yeah. No, it totally is better than hand sanitizers. All this run on hand sanitizers. Yeah. Soap and water works better.
There you go.
Okay. It's true or false. It's okay if you skip washing the backs of your hands.
I would say false.
That is correct. You are false. It is false. Like, you should wash your whole hand, not just the tippy
tips. Not just like patty cake.
No, wash the whole hand. And I even do it my wrists, so I'm just saying.
Yeah.
True or false, you don't need to buy antibacterial soap.
I'm going to say, I'll say false, but I'm a little kind of in between on that one.
It's true. You do not need to buy antibacterial soap. Regular soap works just fine. And can I say it again? It's the friction and that really cleans. And furthermore, if we're looking at coronavirus, yes, I said the word. Dude, it's not a bacteria. It's a virus. So antibacterial soap isn't actually going to give you. And my personal opinion, the antibacterial soaps are so harsh, they break your skin down faster, I think.
Huh.
That's just me. I mean, that's just me.
I usually go for what's cheaper.
I'm not a doctor. That's totally unsolicited, my opinion. Not supported by anyone but me.
There you go. You can text us on Facebook, but not about that.
Yeah.
That's just... Anyway,
wash your hands. We're cool.
There you go.
We got this.
We posted on the Wake Up Show Facebook page yesterday a cool little thing where you can actually, it's designed for children, but it can be fun for people as well, older folks as well, too, where, again, that 20 seconds or more of hand washing, you put in the artist and title of one of your favorite songs, and they'll actually make you a cool little poster.
Yeah.
And that poster, again, just helps maybe some of your young ones
wash
their hands along with singing. Yeah.
It's all good.
All right, so a lot of discussion this morning that yesterday's the day that coronavirus really, really seemed to get our attention. A lot of things happening in various realms in the sports world, Caleb. The Ivy League canceling their college basketball tournament, right? And they're probably not going to be alone. And a lot of other things. UW-Milwaukee saying, hey, we're going to give you another week of spring break off so we can figure out how you can finish the rest of the semester remotely. Wisconsin getting its third case of coronavirus. And so we want to turn to an expert. Michael Osterholm, he's an infectious disease expert from the University of Minnesota. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience, one of the most listened to podcasts yesterday in Seattle, talking to him. And just, we want to, you know, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to underdo it. So you want to get it, you know, keep it in the fairway. So this guy knows his stuff. So first off, just how serious is this coronavirus, Michael Osterholm?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the timing of it in the sense that it's just beginning. And so in terms of what hurt, pain, suffering, death has happened so far is really just beginning. This is going to unfold for months to come yet, and that's, I think, what people don't quite yet understand. What we saw in China, I'm convinced, as are many of my colleagues, as soon as they release all of these social distances, these mandated stay-in-homes, haven't left your home in weeks and weeks kind of thing, when they go back to work, they're on planes, trains, subways, buses, crowded spaces, manufacturing plants, even China is going to come back again. And so this really is acting like an influenza virus, something that transmits very, very easily through the air We now have data to show that you're infectious before you even get sick, and in some cases quite highly infectious. Just breathing is all that you need to do. So from this perspective, I can understand why people would say, well, wait a minute, flu kills a lot more itself every year than this does. And I remind people this is just the beginning. Probably the best guesstimate we have right now on what limited data we have is say this is going to be at least 10 to 15 times worse than the worst seasonal flu year we see.
All right. Now, what does he mean by that? Because the influenza can kill like 30 to 60,000 in the U.S. in a given season. So he gives some what he calls conservative estimates on the numbers being projected.
48 million hospitalizations, 96 million cases actually occurring, over 480,000 deaths that can occur over the next 3 to 7 months with this situation. So this is not one that to take lightly. And I think that's what I can understand if you say there's only been 10 deaths or 20 deaths or 50 deaths. Just remember, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about almost no cases in the United States. And now that we're testing for it and watching the spread as it's unfolding, those numbers are going up astronomically.
Again, so again, we're not there, but he's saying that's what they're projecting out. Michael Osterholm, he's one of the leading experts in the country on infectious diseases. He points to a European country that we've read about that's gone into a complete quarantine.
3 weeks ago, Italy was just living life just fine. Now they're literally in a virtual shutdown in the northern parts of Italy. And that's the challenge with an infectious disease like this. It can spread very quickly, and it also can affect people.
Now, Osterholm offers this very fresh personal example to us to help us grasp the gravity of the situation.
We have an employee at our Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, and she has a dear friend who lives in Milan, Italy, and she works at a hospital there. And she texted this to this employee of ours last night. And this was an email that came out yesterday from one of their physicians in Milan at the largest hospital there. And he said, I just got a very disturbing message from a cardiologist at one of the Milan's largest hospitals. They're deciding who they have to let die. They aren't screening the staff anymore because they need all hands on deck, and they have a very small areas of the hospital dedicated to non-COVID patients where they still screen doctors. Everybody else is dedicated to COVID patients, so even if they're positive, meaning that they're sick, but they don't have a severe cough or fever, then they have to work. He says that that they're seeing an alarming number of cases in the 40-something age range, and these are horrible cases. So we need to stop thinking that this is only an old person's disease. This is what's going to unfold, not just in Wuhan. It's unfolding in Milan. It's unfolding here in Seattle. And this is what's going to continue to rollingly unfold throughout the world.
And one final comment from infectious disease expert Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota from yesterday's Joe Rogan Experience, talking with him in Seattle. Did the idea that this is just an old person disease come about because the majority of those who died are older?
Yes. In fact, that's the primary risk factor for dying is being old and then having certain underlying health problems. For example, in China, those men over the age of 70 who also smoked, were 8 to 10% of them died. 65% of older Chinese men smoke. The case fatality rate, or the percentage of people who die in women in that same age group, was only about 2%. In that case, very few women smoke. Now, the challenge we have is that that's the Chinese data. But there are a series of risk factors that we worry about that if they overlay on this disease are going to cause bad outcomes. And we happen to be right at ground zero for one of the major ones here in this country, and that's obesity.
In studio, our Hope and Hoops guest shooter this morning, Pastor Galen Werner of Redeeming Grace Church and the King's Closet. Thank you so much for coming in this morning to help us out.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Yeah, we're thrilled that you're here. So we were visiting off the air a little bit. Pastor at Redeemer Church.
Redeeming Grace Church.
Redeeming Grace, thank you. Sorry. In Eau Claire.
Yes.
But also part of the King's Closet ministry.
Yes. The King's Closet started out 2010 as a neighborhood ministry outreach of the church, and then that took off. It's a free clothing giveaway, and so in 2012 we launched it into its own nonprofit.
Wow.
And so I'm on the board with that.
Wow, very good. And so you say it's a free clothing giveaway, but you go out into communities to do this, not just one location in Eau Claire. You go around the area.
Yes, we have a clothing store that we give everything away for free down on Barstow Street here in Eau Claire. And then we also do clothing giveaways in communities. And last fall, we did 12 community clothing events as far away as Ashland and as close as Chippewa.
Wow.
And this spring now, we are already We've booked six spring giveaways that are starting here in a couple of weeks and going into the first part of June. And then we're doing those, take the summer off, kind of regroup, and then come back again this fall to do more community giveaways while still doing the clothing store at the same time.
Now, this is donations predominantly of clothing. That's how you furnish a store. But there has to be other costs. You say this is a clothing giveaway. But how do you pay for, you know, electricity and things like that?
We do have overhead costs for the store. It's a bad business model to open up a store, have a lot of expenses, and then give everything away for free. Yeah, but when we started this, we felt that God really wanted us to do it that way. And we just trusted that the finances would come in. And the community has been amazing in financially supporting the store and our outreaches. So the bills are paid. Everything's good.
The lights are on.
Okay. We have an extra warehouse space that we do use for our clothing giveaways in the communities, as well as this last fall, we were able to purchase a box truck. And over a few months, we were able to pay that off. So God's been faithful, and the people have been wonderful.
Wonderful. So if people would like to support your ministry, how can they go about doing that?
They can do it by going to thekingscloset.org on our website. Mm-hmm. There's an online giving there if they'd like to do that. There's also a way that they can donate clothing items.
Okay.
The clothing store is open on Thursdays from 9 to 4.
Okay.
And they can drop off their donations at that time. And it's an amazing thing. Also, we're open the first Saturday of every month from 9 to 12.
Okay. Very good.
Very good. Well, Pastor Galen, we're going to give you a shot here to warm up on your shots, if you would like, for Hope and Hoops, our guest here this morning. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll hear a little bit more from you later on, I'm sure, but appreciate you supporting the ministry here at the station as well.
That's awesome to be here. Thank you.
And here we are. The time has come. The time is now. You can do this. He's looking at me like a deer in the headlights.
No, we're good.
Okay, are you sure?
We're positive.
It's fine.
Yeah, we can do this.
You can totally.
People should get their checkbooks ready.
Yeah, totally. All right, are you
last
good?
Last second pledges are welcome. Thank you to Rita from Chippewa Falls.
Head
$10
on
for every make and $5 per miss. Again, Mark Schultz concert tickets on the line, Chaos Water Park tickets, and of course, we've got a great big grand prize as well. Pastor Galen Werner from Redeeming Grace Church.
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
He is the red ball. Here we go. Yeah, okay, it's all on you. It's up. Oh, a little hard. Okay. The orange ball, second ball. You've got this. Yes, it's in. All right, taking the third ball. Up and in. That was a little bit of a bounce. I had my doubts. So you nailed it. Good job. Fourth ball. Up and in. Very nicely done. He's 3 out of 4 now. Let's see how the fifth one's going to do. Up and in. Nicely done. 4 out of 5. You're right. Get your checkbook, friends, because this just happened. 4 out of 5. Not bad. Not bad. Come on over. Have a seat. Come back on mic.
Not bad for no warm up.
How do you feel? You're good? It was a solid,
I'm good. Yeah.
Solid performance.
I feel good.
Is that muscle memory, right?
It is muscle memory from 40-some years ago.
See, I know nothing of sports. I don't do sports. I don't watch sports. But I hear Caleb and Mark all the time talking about muscle memory. So I'm like, must be a thing. We're just going to blame that.
Actually, I have practice with the trash can.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
See, that's the thing, because you can practice with a trash can, or you can practice diaper pail or whatever. So...
Perfect. Well done.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. It was just a pleasure to visit with you on and off the air, and so fun. Come back again anytime.
Wonderful. It's great to be here.
Yay.
Pastor Galen Werner, Redeeming Grace Church of Eau Claire, and also the King's Closet. Thank you for supporting the ministry, and thank you everybody who pledged. We'll let you know who won all of those prizes, including the Mark Schultz tickets. You can get yours if you didn't win at itickets.com. March 22nd, Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.